Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman. And today, I just wanted to give an explanation to my listeners and to the listeners of Empower Radio. Why Earth Wisdom Circles and how was it that it became to be? And first, I want to let you know that although Going Beyond Medicine is kind of on a hiatus at this point, all of the past shows are still on the website for Empower Radio under Going Beyond Medicine. And you're certainly welcome to download those and listen to the many wonderful people that I have spoken to in the past 3 years. So I wanted to give you a little reference point as to how Earth Wisdom Circles came to be. For a little over 10 years now, I've had the great privilege of studying with some Indigenous elders. And in the last couple of years, last year and a half, actually, I have had the opportunity to spend more time with Indigenous grandmothers. And I have really begun to understand the essential need that we have as human beings to begin to understand several things. Number one, the earth, the place from which our life springs forth. Our need to really be conscious of what we're doing as human beings, since we are the only species on this planet that can adversely affect our environment, adversely affect one another, and have also the capacity to gather together and have the capacity to correct the damage that we have done and to change and alter the things that we have seen as industrial revolutions without really looking at what are the effects and what are the detrimental things that have happened to the earth with unbridled desire for wealth and possessions, etc. So the earth has to be first and foremost. And so that is why Earth Wisdom Circles begins with earth. Wisdom is not something that everyone is aware of. Many people have information. Information does not necessarily mean that it's accurate, doesn't necessarily mean that it has right movement, doesn't necessarily mean that has authenticity, doesn't necessarily mean that it has inclusion. So information is, we're bombarded by information, but how do we begin to sift through information to begin to recognize what part of information is knowledge? So what part of it can have some stability within our lives? What's some part of it that can have information that helps us to learn more about who we are? And then finally is wisdom. And wisdom is something that we desperately are in need of in our world. Wisdom is first and foremost a level of distillation of information and knowledge that becomes workable, that does no harm, that it exhibits a level of integrity that allows people to learn their own dignity, learn their own worth, and then work collaboratively for the betterment of all. And circles is just that. A circle is not parties. It is not individuals sitting on aisles facing away from one another, but a circle is just that. Every person in the circle has the opportunity to literally have, figuratively and metaphorically, equal distance from the center, meaning their voice is equally important, their experiences are equally valid, their thoughts are equally heard throughout the circle. And everyone is able to see everyone else. And always within a circle, there is what is referred to as the presiding chief, or the one who is in the center, who is the one making sure that all of the protocols of that experience are upheld and recognized and honored, so that dignity of a circle is always maintained. So Earth Wisdom Circles was born of that concept. And what is very important for me, as in the past month, in May of 2019, I had the opportunity and the distinct pleasure of being invited to an international gathering called Earth's Call, which was formulated many years before by a gentleman named Michael Fitzpatrick, who was actually my very first guest on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio 3 years ago. And it was a clarion call for what do we need to do to listen to what Mother Earth is saying. So the call of the earth means that there has been a cry that we cannot, with any level of wisdom, ignore. We cannot ignore that our air has been polluted. We cannot ignore the fact that our waters have been polluted. We cannot ignore the fact that there's levels of our human-designed structures that have the haves and the have-nots, where we each should have opportunities available to us to live the lives that we choose to, so long as they are not infringing on the safety and well-being of others. And to also allow everyone to have the equal opportunities to education, to first and foremost safety, to have the ability to house themselves and their loved ones, the ability to have the access to healthy food, and of course the dignity of being cared for when there is trauma or illness or, you know, aging. And we will all experience in some time frame or other the strata of all of these emotions of joys and sorrows, of gains and losses, of triumphs and tragedies. And it is only because of our humanness and our human choices that we have limited or sometimes extracted from others these deep truths. So Earth Wisdom Circles actually came to me about 2 years ago, literally in a meditation. And as I talked with different elders about this, I was told that the time would come. And so I took the opportunity to literally create the logo for Earth Wisdom Circles, knowing that it would become a platform for many things. First, this opportunity here to have Earth Wisdom Circles as a part of Empower Radio was actually not the first thought. It was the second thought. The first thought was actually to create opportunities for individuals to come together in small groups and also in large groups, to begin to learn how to think differently, to really learn what does it mean to engage the mind, and how to step away from the ever-present woundings of our emotions that we have not really learned how to navigate very well as human beings, so that we can use our mind and begin to explore new possibilities rather than just recreating those things that have been here but maybe don't work so well. And then thirdly, there would be an opportunity to perhaps go and speak with various organizations, whether that is healthcare systems, small businesses, large businesses, leaders, political leaders, community leaders, etc., and invite the community to participate in these Earth Wisdom Circles. So literally this past week, I had my first Earth Wisdom Circle, and it took place in my own home. And there was many trusted people that have all expressed an interest and have lived their lives wanting to make changes and literally working in that direction. So how do we learn to support one another? How do we learn to have open forums where each voice is equally heard? Each person is always going to come at different levels of awareness and different levels of expertise. But my belief is that if someone is present in the circle, they're meant to be there. So this was kind of the impetus for Earth Wisdom Circles to begin. And then after having attended Earth's Call in Aspen, Colorado, that was kind of the push to say, now is the time. And literally in meditation, that is what I heard, now is the time. So let me just very briefly speak about what took place at Earth's Call in Aspen in May, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. In Aspen, Colorado. Aside from the snowfall that kind of locked us up in the mountain, there was people from all over the world that were scientists, that were philanthropists, that were musicians, thought leaders, that were talking about what is actually happening, not what the media has portrayed as this ongoing back and forth. Is there global climate change? Is there not global climate change? But the real science behind it. And what struck me so clearly was over and over and over again, number one, the young people that were making a difference and taking action because they saw that the adults were not doing it. So children that as young as 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, were saying, we're going to clean up our beaches. We're going to do this. And started movements in their own countries to say, my future matters. And if I take the steps right now, even in their youth, they could see that damage was being done, that if something didn't happen, it would be irreparable. Secondly, there was an unequivocal cry for the reality that if we do not do something, we don't have 50 years, we have 10 years before the damage will be so globally felt that the biggest challenge is that we will have not just refugees coming from countries because of economic strife, but we will have climate refugees. And so people whose lands are flooded or whose, for whatever earth weather patterns are happening, are experiencing drought and they cannot live there anymore. And so we have to recognize we don't own this land. This land is gifted to us. And so thus also Earth Wisdom Circles. I will be bringing in the next couple of weeks people that are changing the way business is being conducted. There's a gentleman that'll be on this show in the next couple of weeks who is a practicing lawyer who is looking at how does he change the stigma of a greedy lawyer and actually be willing to negotiate fairly without name calling, without any degradation of other people, giving people what they need, and then contributing to the betterment of what societal needs are when there is a financial decision made in terms of the court systems. So there's many people that are thinking, quote unquote, outside of the box. So even that term outside of the box is square. There's right, left, back, front, up, down. There's always an opposing side. And circles have no opposing sides. They have equal radius and an equal measure to the center. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to know if there's anyone in the listening audience who is interested in bringing Earth Wisdom Circles to their organizations, to their environments, to their communities, please feel free to reach out to me at egrohman55@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, which is elainegrohman.com. We will shortly have an Earth Wisdom Circles website and Facebook page so that you can contact me in that way as well. And I'll be bringing various experts together so we can see what can we actually do. What is a tangible action that we can make to help our world? And as a grandmother myself, my husband and I are blessed to have 6 grandchildren. How do we help them see how valuable their futures are, how valuable they are to us? Because in truth, they will be the ones in a very short decades from now, be the ones running the show. And we have to take responsibility for what we have done and what we have not done that needs to be cared for. All of the systems that are not too hard to observe, like education, medicine, leadership, are woefully failing. Healthcare has little to do with health, and it has a great deal to do with managing disease and managing cash flow, unfortunately. And limited much of the time that those people who have dedicated their lives to caring for others are limited in the actual time that they can give to their patients, which is often why they went into medicine to begin with, whether that is as a nurse, a physician, or a home health aide. All those people are individuals who care deeply for other humans. And how do we let them do their job? How do we change what has been dominant? And please understand, I have had the opportunity and the need to go to emergency rooms myself. So I am not in any way berating what they do, but they're wonderful in caring for existing problems, but not so great in preventing the problem to begin with. In the criminal justice area, there is projects that we're hoping to get underway with various individuals who are looking at the side effects and the after effects of great violence in our country. That violence is not just something that happens. That violence is something that erodes away at someone's spirit when they don't have what they need, when they're in unsafe environments, where they don't have the opportunities to use their mind and their creativity, and they're packed together in places where they just don't have the freedom to be at peace and certainly are often not safe where they are. That is a human condition created by humans. We have to look at that differently. And a dear friend who sees the after effect every single day in New York City, the violence and the after effects of desperation and sheer and utter disillusionment, that does not have to be there. So that is something that we need to look at. Our true desire to begin to understand, what does it mean to have leadership? And what is a leader in the truest sense? And many people use and throw around the term chief executive officer, chief operating officer, chief of such and such. But most people don't realize that that term chief was extrapolated from the Native American world. And what they also do not understand is that when one was made a chief, it was because of the fact that they had exceptional integrity and that chiefdom could be stripped of them if they did not uphold that level of integrity that was required. There is many examples of leadership that could kind of redirect us back into more healthy ways of how do we begin to help our society thrive and everyone thrive, not just a select few. And of course, our education. It never dawned on me until a friend recently said, who is very scholarly and actually knows, that the public school system was designed to create a middle class. It was designed to very systematically direct the level of education of what then needed to become the middle class. So there was the peasantry, and then there was those higher ups. But we needed a workforce. And we have to recognize that no one should direct our quality of the education and the potential of the education and the wisdom and the creativity that could be a part of everyone's life if they were given the opportunity. And in other discussions that I've had with exceptional human beings who are working to make changes, is we have to look at the global bullying that we have in our world. There is so much emphasis now on anti-bullying and what are called restorative practices, where we're looking at the bullies and we're pointing fingers at others instead of saying, how is a teacher or how is an administrator a bully? How is someone who is not giving their staff what they need a bully? How is someone asking people to do an inordinate amount of work without appropriate compensation, appropriate amounts of time away from work so that they can have balance in their life? Those are systems of bullying that we really need to look at. So we can't point to the kid who unfortunately has lost all semblance of reality and does great harm, let's say in a school, or an adult who does the same. That's an individual whose needs have been ignored for whatever reason. And we need to address these things so that we don't have these continuous challenges that are just so becoming commonplace in our world. So that is the metamorphosis of how Earth Wisdom Circles has begun to unfold. And with that, I would welcome anyone who wants to reach out to me to find out how they can bring Earth Wisdom Circles and Earth Wisdom Circles to their area, wherever that might be. The thought was to have kind of two ways of being with Earth Wisdom Circles, is to have maybe 6 months of a commitment from a group of people, and then to have a year-long commitment from a group of people, to see how, as we learn to think differently, and these concepts will actually help you to become more aware of who you are as an individual on the planet, not just someone who categorizes themselves as a particular ethnicity, a particular gender, a particular economic strata, but who are we as individual human beings, and what are the gifts that have been given to us in this life, and how do we begin to learn that we are a part of this whole ecosystem? So I am choosing to try to bring together those wisdom keepers that are working to try to look at what has happened, not to just berate what has happened, but to look beyond what has happened and how do we change? How do we really begin to have meaningful change in our world? And to help to spawn new ideas, new collaborations, new ways of being joyful together and impactful together on this planet. So that is the impetus for Earth Wisdom Circles. I am ever so grateful to Brent Carey, who had the forethought 10 years ago to begin Empower Radio, and to my producer, Remy Smith, who is always cheerful and happy and here working diligently to help behind the scenes, even though occasionally I get to have him talk and he has this beautiful, wonderful radio voice, and to really see that there are ways that things can happen differently, and also to begin to see how do we support one another to help us philanthropically, with capital, with human power, with safe spaces for conversations to take place. And that's my hope for Earth Wisdom Circles. If you want to get in touch with me, I would appreciate that. For the moment, you can go to my personal webpage, which is www.Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Grohman, which is spelled G-R-O-H-M-A-N.com. And there's a contact page. You could just type your name, number, email, and comment, and I'll be in touch with you just as soon as I'm able. And I appreciate your thoughts and your ideas. And if you have any idea of individuals that perhaps I could showcase on Earth Wisdom Circles. And also, eventually, I'm hoping, this is a big dream, to have a division of Earth Wisdom Circles called Earth Wisdom Circles Publishing, to begin to publish books and literature of different kinds that really are not salacious, but I really have concrete ways to make a sustainable change in our world for the better. So this is Elaine Grohman on Empower Radio. The show is Earth Wisdom Circles, and I thank you for your time and your listenership. This is Elaine. Bye-bye.